This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. If you're one of the lucky folks with a job in this economy, take a moment now to picture your paycheck. It's one of the most important numbers for any of us, the one right after the word net on a pay stub. But where does that number come from?
The American dream.
Millionaires, billionaires.
Class warfare.
Paycheck to paycheck.
We pay our fair share.
This week, our Wealth and Poverty Desk is unraveling the mysteries of why we're paid and what we're paid. And Marketplace's David Brancaccio reports there is often a hidden game shaping your compensation, one that could stand in the way of your next raise if you don't know how to play it.
When it came to negotiating her first big job after college, Yelena Schur did everything just right, almost everything. Her only mistake was last Thanksgiving when a relative got her to crack.
It was my aunt. She is quite blunt, to say the least.
Yelena was about to graduate from Cornell's School of Industrial and Labor Relations and already had what she considered a great job lined up in her chosen field of human resources. But under cross-examination, Yelena broke the great American taboo.
And she asked me how much I'm making. And it was kind of just silent at the table. And meanwhile, my mom was kind of shaking her head, telling me not to tell her. And when I told my aunt what I make, her reaction was, "Oh, so little? Well, that's okay. I mean, in a few years, you'll have a raise."
Ouch.
Yes.
She won't make that mistake again. But here's what Yelena got right. At Cornell, she had studied the mysteries of how companies are supposed to set pay.
There's a whole bunch of number crunching that goes into it by like looking at what competitors pay and what a certain job is valued within a company.
Modern organizations try to get systematic about paychecks. So when it came to her own job search, Yelena knew how to use this system and came up with a salary goal of
$50,000, between $50,000 and $55,000.
When a prominent business consulting firm in Manhattan offered a sweet human resources job, the salary was right on the money. Yelena still tried some negotiating and brought up maybe a relocation bonus. The company said, nah, since she was moving just a few subway stops from Brooklyn to Manhattan. But it's clear Yelena never did have much room to maneuver. You see, the job for which she was applying was a pretty clear-cut position, entry-level human resources. Economist Kevin Halleck was Yelena's professor at Cornell.
If it's a very specific skill set and a very specific task that's being done, I think it's more straightforward to pay the person.
The science starts with a little side business you may never have heard of. It's possible that right now your employer is making extra money selling a database of what you and your colleagues make. No names, but listed by the kind of work you do. Other companies buy that data to reality check their salaries. Some websites also buy paycheck data and put it online so the rest of us can have what the employer has already.
Now you can negotiate both of you being educated.
Zahir Ladani, the president of Salary.com, says it's like when the real cost of new cars hit the web some years ago.
You go and buy your car, you go to Kelley Blue Book or any other places you can do. In the same way, with Salary.com, can we get people educated on what that salary is being benchmarked at and how you could grow that?
All this data at play sounds scientific, but here's a revelation from Halleck. Even in the best-run companies, figuring out what to pay people is not just a formula.
I think it's part science and it's part art.
If a job in, for instance, human resources is easy to compare, like, oh, I don't know, a pork belly trading on a commodities market, then a company will know what to pay. But America's workforce is changing, and increasingly, job descriptions are no longer standardized or run-of-the-mill.
In today's economies, some occupations are pretty hard to define. And if it's an occupation that's not common and one that's not used by many others, things are a lot more difficult.
So many jobs are hybrids, like a graphic designer slash marketing consultant, or they're limited edition positions, like the one guy who knows how to keep the machinery going at the Hoover Dam. These are jobs that are more artisanal, handcrafted, less pork belly and more, what should we say, more gourmet sausage. And the more gourmet sausage the job, the less scientific the pay calculation gets. In place of science, the art of negotiation comes in.
It's an incredibly important point for thinking about how to get paid more.
And how do you prep for that negotiation? Halleck has a book coming out in a couple weeks called Pay: Why People Earn What They Earn. He says never walk into a big job meeting without doing this crucial piece of homework.
if an employee can figure out what's important to the organization, what's the organization trying to do, if the employee can make his or herself look useful to that mission, he or she can help themselves in negotiation.
Tomorrow on our series, Payday, Wealth and Poverty's Chrissy Clark takes a look at some paychecks at the bottom of the income scale. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.